The outrageous little idea of the tiny school of meow. I feel I need to learn more about music, but I also sense that what I'm missing are just the techniques. These are paths of things in a sequence, and they will produce interesting results. These paths are similar to hyper-realistic portrait stylizations. They are recipes that work best when done in a proper sequence. I would say make hair shine before working on the eyes and leave cheekbone highlights for last, as they will make the portrait jump out at you. In music, bass will come first, but to make it danceable, the song must have very distinct parts. For example, a clean drum part where the dancer can focus on footwork in the same rhythm. To have more information than this, I need a proper dance floor, and I may never have time for that. My aim is to help students out of poverty, and the first thing is probably digital painting. Workout music composition requires practicing dancing and getting into the world of beat sequencers and song structure, though thankfully not music theory. Art requires just one thing, dancing, about three or four things. I leave out portrait photography, as that is such a tiny and fun lecture that it's all about fun. With what I have learned of art right now, it is actually better not to use a website or portrait challenges for model photos. This will result in painting a painting that somebody else is painting too, and can cause plagiarism accusations, unfortunately. So it's not that it's a terrible idea to use art contests, but that somewhere down the road, there will be multiple paintings of the same model, and companies may start asking questions that cause trouble, unfortunately. So I will have to ask students to use selfies or family portraits, but that is still easier than music composition. I keep looking at my table of 3D printed parts, and I really want to work on the superhero belt to make a class out of that too. Art, however, took me by surprise. The entire wall into the world of art didn't just crumble. It was illusory. It emerges out of teachers asking us not to trace and tricking us into believing that drawing slightly crooked things by hand is somehow superior. But that is a lie. Using shape and color reference is a superior teacher to any human being and will make a master in less than 10 easy-to-handle paintings. And again, this is easier than 3D modeling and 3D printing lectures, so digital painting must come first. It's just the easiest. Youngest students who aren't bothered by the nonsense of needing to draw freehand will have the most amazing time. They will not need 10 paintings to invent their own style. In some cases, just looking at the videos will have people reinventing the base idea. I think distorting portraits in GIMP and then photo bashing in Krita is going to become a popular variation of it all. I feel like the initial art class will bear the name Classical Digital Painting. Though this school is best created by using MediaWiki, the program behind Wikipedia, and then linking to videos and all kinds of external content everywhere, I began work on the computer program that will host an experimental version of the school. Though the idea is no different than Wikipedia or Wikiversity, the content is about easy-to-access on-ramps and complete disregard for a standardized curriculum that cheap schools use. Here, the students learn at their own pace, and each wiki page enhances their abilities in ways that they did not anticipate. Of course, the content requires many volunteer editors, or several years of me poking at it in my free time. But I can already map out the lectures on poetry, digital painting, 3D modeling for printing, electronic dance music, computer-aided exercise, shuffle dancing, camping and bicycling, and probably a couple more things I completely forgot. And, somewhat surprisingly, programming. As of last week, I think I finally have an easy on-ramp for here as well. The mistake I was making earlier is to start with code or small modules. What I need to do is start with boilerplate server applications wrapped in a visual programming language that then allows the programming of custom nodes that can be used in visual programming languages. Now, this is not a new idea. I had it many years ago, and I'm sure every programmer has had it too. What is new is that there are multiple visual programming languages or language libraries available on the internet. Very unusual. These programs are somewhat similar to Node-RED, though aim to control a small website, as in hold a focus on practical applications, including e-commerce via Stripe and the like. Here, the students will be given a cookbook of nodes where they could splice their own recipes and maybe make their code public. It is a copy and paste introduction to programming by expanding programs that are already pretty much working. In my mind, all of this is far too overwhelming, both in details and scale, to ever get it done. Even so, this does nothing to stop me from visualizing a media wiki where all these rapid result lectures can be put together anyway.